Hey, good luck next time. I would check yourself out at the doctor's in 2 weeks. If anything burns, I would run away. Don't call me.
Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. Check them out at thecomicsyndicate.podbean.com and subscribe to the podcast on iTunes. And now, here are your hosts, Josias and Adam.
Hello and good evening. Welcome to another episode of Comic Syndicate. I'm here with my boy.
Man, the Beaner's here.
I am Adam Garza. Josias, I'm at the number four, the villain. Adam, how the fuck are you doing? It feels like it's been a long time,
it
dude.
It feels weird being in here. We're back in the Batcave.
Yeah.
More different noises.
Birds chirping today.
Birds chirping, refrigerator on.
I forgot about the fridge.
We tried, we did the car thing, and that's still a good option.
It is a good option. We got a lot of good feedback.
A lot of people were telling us to move.
Yeah, not really.
Move your fucking car out of the goddamn way.
Yeah, drive-by shootings. Drive-bys. Kids gonna run over, you know, man. How was your weekend, man?
It was good, man. We celebrated my birthday yesterday.
Yes, we did. That was pretty
good. Joe came, brought his lady friend. my buddy Val, his wife, my wife, my family. So it was good.
Yeah, it was cool, man. I hadn't seen your mom or your sister in ages, dude.
Yeah, it's been a very long time. My dad was in the bat and watching golf.
I know, right?
Yeah, he didn't want to come out.
Yeah, man. So good seeing them, dude. Yeah, good times. The cake your lady made you was fucking awesome and good.
The hamburgers were good. We bought hot dogs. No one ate the fucking hot dogs. Everyone ate the burgers.
The egg rolls were dope.
Egg rolls from Val. That was awesome.
Okay, good call, dude. Yeah, and like, potato salad is all I had, dude. It was good, though, dude, and chill.
You didn't eat that much, though, bro.
I ate before I left San Diego, dude.
Oh, okay.
So I had to eat a little bit. I'm an egg roll fan, so that's why I'm like, fuck yeah, egg rolls. I'm stuffed still.
We got like 40, dude.
I should have taken some
home, told Val, like, oh, dude, there's going to be like 20 people here, so you need to buy a lot of egg rolls.
Yeah.
And there was only like 6 of us.
Yeah, man. It was cool, dude. A beautiful day, dude. And yeah, chilling at your pad was just fucking dope. And to see Val and finally meet his lady was pretty cool.
Pretty dope.
Yeah, man. Okay, cool. I had a great weekend. San Diego trip, family time, and that's about it. And then chilled with you yesterday, dude. So good times.
Good times,
I'm a little beat today. I have a softball game as soon as we're done recording. I'm going to gear up and head out back to work area and play a softball game. So I'm
back to Irvine?
Yeah.
Is it at Tustin Park?
This one's going to be at Columbus Park, so not Ponderosa, but yeah, dude, so pretty cool. I'm always busy.
Wasting gas.
I know. New car, though, dude. Going to San Diego was a great trip, dude. Hit traffic going there, but coming back was a pretty chill trip. And again, new car, just fucking music was fucking, what can you do, man?
Pretty sick, dude.
Cool, let's hit some Twitter love, some Twitter shout-outs from last week, dude. This is going to be off of episode 87. One plug. Now, this one was pretty cool, dude. First one's going to be our boy at Comical Podcast 2 hit us up. He says, mail me a shirt. You know I'll wear it. Miguel Garza.
Miguel, I'll get you one.
Co-host of Comical Podcast. Yeah, we got to get your sizes, dude. We actually put in an order for...
They have some big sizes.
A new shirt design.
New shirt design. We're going to have our logo in white and black. Well, depending on the color of the shirt.
Yeah, definitely we're going to do that. We're going to have color on the shirt too, though, but we're going to have the negative prints as well. So I'm curious about the negative prints, dude.
We're going to hopefully open up a little, if you want to buy a shirt or something.
Put it on our site.
We're going to put it on our site that's going to go to their site and you can purchase one.
Yeah,
that's going to be maybe next month.
Yeah. This month, soon maybe. For sure, yeah, dude, because we got to go back in to pick up the shirts anyways. But yeah, dude, that's going to come up soon. So ladies, I made, I believe, 3 women's shirts this time around, and we have a few extra shirts, so I have one for Jester. He told me his size. Miguel, I don't know your size. Hit me up, and yeah, dude, we'll try to send you some shirts. I'll let you know what
you guys
I got.
Also, thank our guys for making the shirts.
Yes, Loso Creations.
On our site, we have their little logo on the far left.
Mm-hmm.
Hit them up. They do a really good job. Really friendly people.
Yeah, very cool.
Good guys.
Next one's going to be to our boy, Mr. Johnny H _ BITW. He sent us a video saying, Happy Easter, how to open an Easter egg.
I didn't see that video.
I'm
never on Twitter.
You never. You got a brand new phone and you don't answer my text messages.
I was busy cooking the hamburgers.
Your mom said she cooked the
hamburgers. She didn't cook shit.
All right, dude. Next one was going to be at One Year Bad Girl. Lisa, she says, Happy Easter, guys. I hope you guys are having fun. I'm loving seeing the pictures. So that was from WonderCon last weekend.
Yeah.
We were at WonderCon last weekend.
We were. I wanted to take more, but we sat on the show that I was... out of shape, and
oh, yeah.
my arm hurt, my shoulder.
Okay, let's talk about it real quick. Dude, we were at WonderCon last weekend. It was great. We went to a lot of panels. I met Colin Bunn.
Yes, we did.
And he was dope and down to earth, dude. You
guys know Colin Bunn, and he writes Magneto.
He writes The Sixth Gun. He writes Wolf Moon. A lot of independent shit.
He writes a lot of Deadpool, too.
Guys. He does a lot of Deadpool. He does. He's going to be doing Sinestro and the Green Lantern, upcoming Green Lantern Court, something like that for DC Comics.
And Swamp Thing.
And
Swamp Thing. Aquaman.
Yeah, he's going to be doing Aquaman soon.
After this...
issue 43, I believe?
41.
Okay, I'm off, dude. But yeah, dude, he was dope, dude. He was down to earth. I went to a bunch of panels he was in. He just happened to be there, like, in the Marvel panels. The Image panels. I got his personal information. He said he's totally down to do the show with us. He likes doing podcasts. And he was cool, man. So he gave us a drop, so...
Very cool.
Yeah, we'll get him soon. And let me see. Brendan Fletcher, who is a co-writer for Gotham Academy 2, was awesome.
What's her name? Wasn't there?
Becky Cloonan was sick that day, so beautiful. We didn't get to see her. She's gorgeous. And yeah, dude, so we're going to get them on the show soon, dude. So we were networking galore. It was a cool con, dude. It feels like work when we do it.
Yeah.
And this con, I really wanted to take myself out of work mode. So if you guys saw the pictures, we had a blast, but... I feel burnout when I feel like I have to get an interview.
Yeah.
This time I took it like, you know what, dude? I forgot how much I enjoyed the shows just walking around and hitting the panels.
And nobody likes our interviews.
Nobody listens to the show.
We lose numbers on interviews.
Yeah, dude. But so it was just more me enjoying my weekend more than anything, dude. So I saw Seek and Omar, which is always good. We saw Adam Black Moon, Brian Apodaca, which was always cool. So way cool, man. We had a good time, though. Fuck it.
Cool.
Next one's going to be at Piggy Mouth. Cheryl, she says, hashtag Happy Easter, with a picture that says, sorry, your creepy Easter egg sex play landed you in the ER for a rather embarrassing extraction. So it was funny, just a picture, and this was on Twitter. I tell her, hey now, I don't mind a tongue grazing now and then. I just don't like anything up it.
Just a tongue.
I've mentioned this on the show before, dude.
No eggs.
Like, not a straight up.
No.
I've had nothing stuck up my ass. But when a girl has gone down on me before, several girls have done it, and they'll lick my balls, shaft, and then a slight tongue graze. It doesn't feel bad. I'm not saying she totally tossed my salad. Okay, maybe one of them.
What if she's tossing your salad?
Go.
And she's jerking off in one hand.
Yes.
And then she puts her thumb... like right on the butthole. What do you do?
As long as she doesn't stick it in the butthole,
do you get up or do you say no thanks?
Yeah, like well, relax. At least warn me or lube up. I don't know.
No, no fucking word. No safe word.
No safe word. I know, right, dude.
Take your thumb out of my ass. Please.
Please. Dude. All right, this next one's going to be from at Empire Esquire. He's burnt out attorney on Twitter, dude. He says, at Comic Syndicate 1, at Mem the Bean Rap for the Villain, great podcast. I am going to look for that hashtag Ultron book.
Oh, it's so good.
At Comics, is that Tunes, and Toys later this week. No, this is Empire Esquire. Now, guy is actually Daredevil we met out there. He was Matt Murdock, actually, at the con.
Nice.
He ended up listening to our podcast. I posted up a picture, and he saw it on Instagram. He's following me. I followed him. And he started following our Comic Syndicate Twitter, and he listened to the show. We liked it, dude. So off of your review, he said he's down to pick it up.
Very cool. We'll be talking about Daredevil later on the show.
Yes. So sure. Fucking good, dude. All right, next one's going to be at one of the guests we had on, dude, at Lupe01219. She says, I finally listened. Thank you at Mem the Beaner for not editing me out. It sounded great at For the Villain. She said, hashtag laughs galore. I never listened to it. So.
We never edit.
We don't edit, dude.
We don't like editing.
And if we do, they're minor edits, dude.
It's like baby crying.
Feel really strong on, you know, we're going to fucking gun it. And there are some instances that are just out of our hands. Yeah. So if we can't shoot a fucking barking dog, I mean, you know,
there's only so much you can do. I've tried. I've fucking tried.
So next one's going to be at SOCP. I'm sorry, SOC Podcast, Snake Oil Comics Podcast on Twitter. It says, at Real Big Dev has added at Comic Syndicate 1 to his at Wicked Radio Network Podcast Power Marathon. So nice. Very cool, dude. We got love from Snake Oil Comics. They're on Wicked Radio Network with us. They're one of the other comic book podcasts. They're a great podcast, dude, and just thought I'd give them a shout out.
Very cool.
Next one is going to be from... let's hit Facebook first, dude. Okay. And then I'll go Instagram. Because Instagram got interesting. Sergio Vila hit us up on Facebook. He says, why not live from WonderCon from your car?
Because it's hot as fuck. Hello. There's no shade anywhere.
He says, you guys are the best. Sergio, I'm glad you're still listening to us, homie. We need you on the show for episode 100, which Adam and I were talking about right now.
Happy late birthday to you, my friend.
Oh, my bad, Sergio. Happy belated then, homie. Yeah. We need you on the show, Sergio. It's 3 months away, episode 100. It's going to be more like a live cast show, I guess.
Yes, we're working towards that.
Yeah, so we're going to get Sadie, Sergio on. We can probably do that one at my house. We might have more room. Garage it, pick up beer, and chill, and just shoot the shit, dude. So it might work out, dude. And then everyone who has our, you know, Skype us in, our call, hit us up. We'll put you live on fucking air about anything you guys want to talk about.
Cool.
All right, next one's going to be from at Paul T. Steven. Oh, no, not yet. Instagram. Albert Alvarado says, episode 87, I'm still back at episode 81. Every time I try to finish it, I faint at the part where he says, it's like seeing a woman breastfeeding. I want to know what that milk tastes like. Oh, snap. So that was me.
God damn it.
That was me who said that, dude. So thanks. He didn't like the breast milk comment I made on that episode. And then he says episode 86, so he finally started to listen to us again.
Okay.
He says, excellence in broadcasting, fellers. Just excellent. And that was the car podcast.
Very cool. Episode. I'm glad we have some good feedback from Albert.
Yeah, I know, right, dude? So thanks a lot, Albert. We miss hearing from you, homie. So thanks for the love. Now we're going to hit some Instagram, which were very interesting, dude. I posted a picture up for our new episode 87. And then first person to hit us up on Instagram was Prime2 the first. He says, yes, I will definitely add to my feed.
Very cool.
And another cool one we got was from at Paul T. Stevenson. Way cool cat. We always shoot the shit. And today was awesome, dude. He says, I'm still playing catch up here, but here's two comments on episode 85, which I just finished. My daughter is 12, almost 13, and she would absolutely poison her mom to get her iPhone back. Awesome, right? He had me busting up. He says, she tells me these things since it's my ex-wife.
Okay, then that's okay.
That's okay.
Yeah. Ex-wife equals poison.
Yeah, pretty much. Normally, yeah.
Poison for everyone.
Exactly. Nice. The kid is imprinted on her iPhone like a wolf. Ha ha. Also, white people are crazy when it comes to sexual deviance. I'm not from Ohio, but I'm close enough to believe that there would be a neighbor banging his neighbor's pool floaty. that was hilarious, dude. And then to piggyback on that one, dude, on top of the picture I sent up, like episode 70s to 87, you guys can listen to us, bun plug. He says, this one was actually a picture I posted last night of Rat Queens. I read Rat Queens, number 11, I believe, last night. And Paul says, you know, he says that it's a, he says it's a great story and he really loves the title. And I'm like, yeah, dude, it's a great title that Mike, one of our listeners, got me on board with Rat Queens. And then Paul mentions again how he was worried because it hadn't came out in a while.
Okay.
And it hadn't came out in a while because that particular title, the artist, Ray Rice'd his wife.
Oh, did he?
So they pulled him off the title. He resigned from the title, which...
Oh, I remember talking about that.
Yes, we did. And interesting because... Paul said, I didn't know about any of the drama. And then literally this morning when I got to work, I grabbed my coffee, I get back to my desk, and I had a message on that tweet. And it's at Curtis Weeby. Says, definitely not the writer in that incident, as the writer is me.
Oh.
He said to email him to set up a date for an interview for the podcast.
Very cool,
writer
man.
Of Rat Queens this morning.
Did we say that he Ray Rice?
No.
We didn't get that wrong?
Well, okay, that's why I felt bad. I'm like, holy shit, dude. I'm like, you know, I'm like, it's drama. You know, he's like, don't worry about it. And, you know, I'm like, we'd love to have you on the podcast sometime. He's
for
like,
sure,
yeah, dude,
man.
Here's my information. Here's your DM. And, you know, hit me up and we'll definitely set it up. So that he saw it and read it and chimed in like, it wasn't the writer because I
wasn't Ray Rice, guys.
Yeah, so I thought that was way cool. Nice that was guy. For Instagram love. And that's about it we have this week. Go to, you guys can find us on nerdbong.com. You guys can find us on wickedradionetwork.com, renegaderadionetwork.com. Hit up our site, thecomicsyndicate.com. You guys can find our sponsors.
You guys can find, if you guys want to help, you guys buy shit from Amazon, just click the big orange Amazon. And whatever you buy, we get a little piece of it.
I like how you put up those banners, the original banners up again. I think it adds to it, like, it's more appealing to...
Yeah,
to
some people listeners. Are getting confused mm-hmm. as the picture of, you know, Medusa. I'm like, oh, what is this?
Yeah.
So we made it a lot easier for you guys. We got a lot of people below that Amazon. We have the Losau.
We have
our buddy Jess.
Jacob Maneden. We got Hesh Podcast up there. Excuse me, wow. We have the Comical Podcast Boys. We have Wicked Radio Network Boys. We have the Talking Dead on there. Dead Men Talking, I'm sorry. They're a great podcast. Again, guys, everyone we talk to, the Nerdbong.com Network, they're fucking dope. The Baked English Podcast, the Kicking the Pokeballs. Those girls are fucking dope. So
very cool, guys. And if you guys have any like parties or anything like that with cakes and cookies.
Yes.
Right in the middle of our site, we have Jester.
Yes, Frostine Avenue.
Yes, and they make good stuff. They have lots of pictures. Mm-hmm. Hit them up. And if you're in California, Southern
California. Southern, mostly. Orange I think he County. Said California, but mostly OC, yeah.
Well, he drives and delivers them.
So. That's true, though, yeah. So. Okay, guys, so definitely support our people. And again, hit up Amazon. Adam just mentioned how on our site, thecomicsyndicate.com, how he's now adding our favorite writers and artists that you can just click on their links or their pictures, and it'll take you to a listing of their
all work. The stuff they make. So right now I'm working on Michael Bendis and Jason Aaron. So like, oh, I wonder what these guys read.
Yeah.
These authors, we read pretty much everything they put out.
Pretty much, yeah, dude. We got to put Colin Bunn up there too, dude.
And they're cheaper than at the comic store, guys. They're usually 30% off, 40% off sometimes. Mm-hmm. I buy all my books. I'm gonna put up a picture of all the shit. Oh yeah,
the hardbacks are fucking sick, dude. So heavy as fuck, but fucking gorgeous, man. Cool, man. All right, let's hit some what the fuck news. It feels like we haven't hit this in a while.
Yes.
All right, man. This is gonna be from our boy Jonathan Villanueva, dude. He sent me this in Google Chat, in our Google Chat we have.
Okay.
And this is a crazy new street drug called Flocka is taking over Florida.
It sounds like some kind of animal.
Kind of does. Like, kind of sounds like something Fozzie Bear would say.
Yeah, like out of his blood or something. What do we got here?
Okay, this is interesting, dude. So this one came out April 6th, but he sent it to me. I hadn't heard about it until maybe Friday last week. And it says, if there's been a slight uptick in weird behavior in Florida, it's thanks to a new designer drug called Flocka. Much like the so-called quote-unquote bath salts that swept the nation in 2012, the drug makes its users feel like they have superhuman strength and makes them do some really horrible things.
Really?
Yeah, remember the bath salts a few years ago? 2002, people were, like, walking on fucking, like, buses and, like, stabbing people with fucking pens and, like...
Oh, shit, I didn't see that.
Yeah, and they would just, like, bite people's faces off or noses and ears and shit like that.
What the fuck?
That's how I was off of the bath salts, though.
Okay, so we got a new drug making people into superheroes.
Yes, that's exactly what I found. Kind of like an HG or the MGH, the mutant growth
hormone. I want to see someone jump off a fucking building and try to fly.
We'll trip out on this, dude. Now, Jonathan, thanks for sending this to us, dude. Police have linked various reports of bizarre behavior to the substance made from the chemical alpha PVP, a synthetic version of cathinine. It's a stimulant, and it rivals the strongest crystal meth cocaine, or MDMA.
Nice. All right. I'm glad the people are advancing these drugs.
All right, dude. Here's what to expect if your neighbor does Flocka, according to Jim Hall, epidemiologist at the Center for Applied Research on Substance Use and Health Disparities at Nova Southeastern University. We're starting to see a rash of cases of a syndrome referred to as excited delirium, said Hall. This is where the body goes into hypothermia, generally a temperature of 105 degrees. So they start fucking heating up. The individual becomes psychotic. They often rip off their clothes and run out into the street violently and have an adrenaline-like strength. And police are called, and it takes 4 or 5 officers to restrain them.
It sounds like me at the buffet when someone took the last fucking egg rolls. Just fucking rip my shirt off at home. Hometown buffet.
Awesome, dude. Then once they are restrained, if they don't receive immediate medical attention, they can die. Recent Flocka-related episodes in Florida have included a man breaking down the door of a police precinct while an armed and naked man standing on his roof yelling, "I feel delusional and I'm hallucinating." A guy attacking an 86-year-old woman. I know he's tripping balls, you know, right? A guy attacking an 86-year-old woman, fucking dick, and a dude trying to scale the fence of a police station, impaling himself through the groin in the process. And
why are these people like gravitating towards police stations?
It's weird though, right?
Like busting the door down naked. I will fuck everyone up here.
It's the superhuman strength.
Stun guns on their ass.
Yeah, well, yeah, pretty much.
Jesus.
With this potent drug, with a name that references both a chill rapper and the Spanish word for a beautiful, charming woman, become the new frat boy drug of choice. Spring break fever.
Stop it.
So, a new drug. It's Florida. Of course, leave it to Floridians to fuck up more shit.
You think they have a better name to Flocka?
Flocka.
How about, like, I don't know, like spider, I don't know, some kind of superhero.
Spider serum?
Serum, or,
I don't super know, soldier serum?
Super, it is, Captain America status.
Yeah, dude. Okay, we got a few sex articles, dude. You want to hit a long one or a short one? I'll let you choose. 13 reasons, we can probably kill one or both. 13 reasons to have sex with your spouse every night, or awkward, 5 people dish on faking the big O.
Oh, those are 2 good ones.
They're good, man. They're normally
pretty good. Let's start the short one and see how much time we have.
Okay, cool. Awkward. 5 people dish on faking the big O by Amanda Chatel. Okay, you're really not as good as... I'm sorry. You're really not as good as... had it as you may think you are. Well, I'm fucking stumbling already. It has long been one of those discussions that comes up both in and out of the bedroom. Are you faking it or not? Faking an orgasm, that is. Sadly, there are actually those out there who end up faking it quite a bit. We've had this conversation off and on before.
We had our reasons why I would fake or Joe would fake.
I have totally faked it with at least 5, 6, 7, 8 girls.
Maybe. 8 girls?
Maybe, yeah, I wouldn't doubt it.
Well, like, what happens when you shoot out? Like,
well, the only way you can fake it is you have to have a condom on.
Oh, okay. That
makes sense. But I have done it. It's just, again, they've been bad
luck. All right, what's your old place? Like, what do you do?
You have to fucking really sell it and be like, okay, I'm gonna come. Okay, I'm coming. Oh, yeah, I'm coming. All so, right. It's like, what the fuck? You asked, dude.
All right, my bad. All right,
so,
okay.
Ladies, never mind. We'll edit that out.
Ladies, go ahead and just, if you want to know they're faking, take the condom and look inside.
Yeah, but that's why you have to be the one to take it off and get rid of the evidence right away.
Just run to the bathroom.
Totally.
That is so bad.
Yeah, I know. But it works. Whether it's to please or their partner, convince themselves they're enjoying it, or if they want to speed up the whole process, because sometimes you just don't have the time. Faking it happens pretty often. You may think that your fake orgasms are so great that they're worthy of an Academy Award. Thank you.
Wow, right here. The award goes to.
But I'm sorry to tell you, you're really not as good as it as you may think you are.
It's like, I can understand, like, some, don't you get kind of awkward where you haven't come yet and it's been like 20 minutes?
You're
like,
you know, kind of. Maybe that's why I've faked it, because by that point the sex was so mundane, or I was kind of bored of it, or after starting I realized, like, I don't really want to fuck you, or, you know, I don't know, different factors.
The worst is, like, have you ever done kind of off topic, like,
no,
phone sex?
Yeah,
when I was younger.
Yeah, and you text sexting. I mean,
well, that was before, like, little cell phones. Before now, so we're on the phone, and the guys usually get off first.
Yeah.
So it's fucking boring.
Oh, yeah.
When you're on the phone, you already got off. Yeah. 2 minutes in, you're already done.
Yeah, exactly.
Dude. And then she's still, like, rubbing, and it's just like,
damn it, bitch, come already.
Fucking come. I want to watch my fucking TV shows.
Daredevil is going to start on Netflix right
Why
now.
Why did come I on. Call you?
I know, yeah. Been there, done that. Yeah, totally, dude. But then again, not everyone can pull off the Cat's Deli scene with Meg Ryan's famous faux orgasm in When Harry Met Sally. Okay, according to research. Okay, and real quick, though, on that note, too. I would rather have women tell me, like, I don't think I'm going to come anytime soon, but I just want you to come.
Laters. Thank you.
It's like, see, I know what you mean.
Here's some flowers. Here's some money for the taxi.
It's a get it out of jail free card. Totally, dude. All right.
Marry me, please.
I know, dude. According to research by Aaron Fallis, a PhD student at the University of Waterloo in Canada, your partner is far more, quote unquote, in the know than you realize when it comes to your sexual satisfaction. As Fallis explains, we found that on average, both men and women have fairly accurate and unbiased perceptions of their partner's sexual satisfaction.
I don't know, man. I mean, I would, if it was like a one night stand, I wouldn't care. Like,
you exactly. Care. You're never going to fucking see them again.
Which if it's I've your also wife,
that one too. If it's your wife or a significant other, yeah, I back you up. You're like, more inclined like, to get them off, to get them off.
Dude. What if they don't get off? And it's like, you know what? It's a numb.
That's when fucking you. I like eating.
That's
out
when
women.
The finger goes in the butt.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much, dude. I mean, yeah, that's why I normally like getting the women to come first. I'm that lover though.
That's this guy is a great lover, guys. I've been told.
Thank you. We asked both men and women what lessons, if any, they had learned from faking it. Okay, so lesson number 1. When you're caught lying, it's awkward. I've never been caught lying, although Actually, I guess I have, but I still played it off like, no, I came. Maybe not as much as you think I did. But can I see the condom? No.
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 So, I like collecting them.
I know, right? And it's odd anyway. So anyways.
Just write your name on it.
The response was, it was a casual thing I had going on with this guy that I never orgasmed with, says Eddie. This was a girl who claims she usually doesn't fake it. But then one night I felt really bad for him and proceeded to moan as if I was having the greatest orgasm of my life.
That's so bad, dude.
Hmm.
I don't know, man.
You know,
to keep people from, like...
Faking?
No, I mean, they fake because they feel bad.
Yeah,
but then, like, they just said, if they do find out, it's like, well...
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah, yeah.
Is it, you know, am I not moving fast enough, or, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it could be a lot of factors. I mean, I'm pretty sure women have faked it with me, but again, that's why I like it and then come first, but yeah. Lesson number two, afterward he asked me if I had come, and I said yes. He rode over, looked at me, and said, "You're such a liar. Do you really think I could fall for that charade?" I only saw him once more after that, where I did an orgasm, and I didn't fake it.
What an asshole. You know how many,
I like that, though.
You know how many girls fucking faked it with me?
I know when girls are faking it. I like that.
Stupid bitch.
Lesson number two, when you're the one being lied to, it's even more awkward. As Aaron realized, it's pretty lame to use his word to be on the other side of that lie. And then the response was, "Sorry, but I just don't like lying, especially when I can tell." Interesting. This one I like. I called out one girl on her lie, but she just kept denying it over and over until we got into a huge argument about it. It was really pathetic. I know how female vagina works. Being honest is far sexier. I back up this
another guy, dude. I know you didn't come.
Yeah, that's true, dude.
I did. No, bitch.
No, bitch. My cock's not... doesn't have your fucking come all... I mean, you can tell, dude.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, I'm bad. You guys can change the fucking show now.
No, it's cool. Yeah, I like it.
Lesson number three, slightly faking an orgasm can actually be appreciated. All right, so the people that are lying, but they find it, you know, appreciative, I guess. Although Chandra doesn't believe in faking a full orgasm, as she calls it, she doesn't mind throwing her partner a bone in the noise department. Once I acted more into it, it helped my partner out. It worked. I can't say he was exactly upset when I told him. So interesting. That's...
So she started moaning more.
More, so he can get off. So kudos on her part.
So when you're banging her and she's just making these weird noises, you're kind of like, do you stop and like, no, bitch. Like,
you know what?
It's a little much.
I prefer the honesty, dude.
Okay.
Like, if you're moaning, be moaning because I'm giving you that ecstasy as opposed to, don't be busting my balls, you know, like...
Literally, don't be busting
my balls. I'd like to know I'm doing a good job, though. That's just...
And if you're not doing a good job, then what do you do?
Then that's when I fucking fake an orgasm.
Okay, and you take off.
Or, yeah, if I know...
She doesn't have she doesn't have a taxi of money. She did not do a good job.
Exactly. There you go, dude. But again, like Homeboy said prior to, like, you know, I can kind of tell sometimes, most of the time, when women do or do not come. So I guess it takes me out of the mood, too.
Okay, yeah, I mean, it's kind of a blow. Is it a blow to your macho, your ego?
If they don't come?
If they don't come.
You know what? No, because it fluctuates for every woman, dude. And it's tough to get, you know, woman to woman to come, dude.
Is it like MMA, if you lose three fights, they cut
you're
you?
Done.
They cut you? I mean, would you be mad at her if she cut you after like three times?
Depends on how hot she was.
Okay.
Or I mean, there's other things you can do too. I mean, oral sex, foreplay, you know, I mean, there's other shit you can do. If anything, he thanked me, then helped me reach my climax. There you go. Faking it just keeps people from being honest and having a good sex life. That I back up, dude. That's what I've been talking about.
So signs of them faking is after you're done, she says she come, but then she grabs a dildo
and then goes at it.
Oh, yeah. What's going on here?
Lesson number four: faking it with a one night stand is okay.
Yeah, who
and
cares?
You called that exactly. While Caitlin agrees that faking it with your partners is just setting up your sex life to be a bummer by reinforcing, quote unquote, the behavior that's causing you not to get off. When it comes to a one night stand, things change a bit, which you mentioned, dude. And this response was, "I've only ever faked it with somebody I never intended to sleep with again. Why waste time on communication if it's a hit and run situation? Besides, I found that one night stands don't really care anyways." Agreed.
Agreed. I mean,
totally.
Hey, good luck next time. I would check yourself out at the doctor's in 2 weeks. If anything burns, I would run away. Don't
awesome.
Call me.
Awesome, dude. Okay, number five. Awesome. Lesson number five. People were actually more concerned with their partner's pleasure than their own. So lying gets both parties nowhere.
They both don't come. You just pretty look at each much, other. Dude, I guess yeah. Put on a movie or something.
That's
right?
Kind of true, though, dude. I guess. Natalie, who's been in a serious relationship for the past few years, just can't wrap her brain around why someone would fake it. I've learned that people care more about their partner's pleasure than their own. So why lie? Oh. Sorry, but if you fake it, you're just an idiot. Okay, bitch.
Maybe you should wrap your fucking mind around his dick.
I haven't faked it in a long time, but yeah, I guess the whole communication, you gotta be.
Again, yeah. It's like. You know, they're giving instructions. Mm. That's the best, too. Like, some women yes. are different. Some men are different, too.
Yeah, they're exactly.
Tighter, faster. Mm-hmm. Just like the whole, you know, she's giving a funny look.
Yeah.
You're doing something wrong.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
it dries up, too.
That's true, dude. Like, yeah, oh, yeah.
What's going on
here? I back you up, dude. I've never understood this about women, and what makes me really angry that such a concept even exists. I've just never even attempted to, and straight up don't understand the psychology of it. It seems to be a self-hating psychology, and I'm not comfortable with that. And then the final part of this says, just tell him you didn't, and that can be okay. Because you're a woman, and it's harder. Duh, she also continued, I'm totally convinced that the faking people probably hate their partner. Interesting. Whoa. Why would you do that to someone you love? There you go. So it's, again, the love aspect. In my experience, they want to know if you're satisfied or not, which even with my partners, I agree with that anyways.
Dude. Yeah, I mean, if you love the partner and you don't...
The sex has to be better anyways,
then
right?
Then you just have to go for round two. Pop in the pill.
Pop in. And again, get in there. Fingers, assholes, ass play. I'm not... Tongues, guys. Graze some tongues, ladies. I mean... Your guy might like it. I'm not singing piggy mouth. Sure, I'm not saying fucking fist or egg, sweetheart.
Oh my gosh. No saying, eggs, please.
A grazing of the tongue doesn't feel so bad, guys. And I think a few of our listeners have given me shit for that one before, busted my balls on that. But fuck it, guys. It's
not the salad. Bad. Joe tossed the salad. Right.
I like tossing salads. There it is. Anyways, all right, guys. That's it for What the Fuck News and Sex Facts.
Cool. We'll be right back with some comic talk.
This is Kevin Conroy, the voice of Batman, and you're listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Hi, my name is Brian Bucciolato, and I listen to Comics Syndicate.
Hi, this is Chris Michello. We're hanging out here at Frank and Sons, and we're having a good time on a Sunday or Saturday afternoon, and you're listening to me live on Comic Syndicate.
Hi, this is Brian Michael Bendis, and you are listening to the Comics Syndicate.
Comic Talk.
Okay, we're back, and we got some comic talk.
Comic talk.
I want to apologize for not reading so much. I've been busy with Daredevil.
Nice,
being
dude.
Released.
Cool. Do you want to hit it now?
Yeah, let's talk about
Sweet.
It.
Sweet. Okay. My buddy, it dropped Friday. Everyone's been watching it, binge watching it. My boy, first of all, told me, it's okay. I'm pretty sure it'll pick up, though. And I'm like, fuck. So Friday night, I picked up some beer. I started watching, like, at 10. I got through episode number 3. I need to finish watching it. I'm fucking in love with it, dude.
It was good. I watched
that. You totally undersold
Friday, 12 a.m. 01.
Okay. Okay, nice.
They took out all 13 episodes.
Yes, dropped them all on
the it like that?
You know what? I think I do. I don't have to wait week to week, and I can watch that on my own time.
Yeah,
little time I have.
I thought they were gonna do episode to episode.
I kind of thought they were,
but too. It was like I saw all 13. I'm like, damn, these guys, that's pretty sweet.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm on episode 9.
Mm-hmm.
It's good.
Cool.
It's really
okay.
good.
Charlie Cox, never seen Homeboy in anything. He's a fucking dope fucking Matt Murdock, dude.
He does. He pulls off. Blind. He pulls off
everything.
Lawyer,
yeah,
Murdock, and Daredevil, dude.
Yeah,
really well.
He plays off that personality well. Homeboy, fucking Foggy Nelson. Seen him in a bunch of shit.
I was a little iffy on Foggy, but he's growing.
Me too. He's
totally growing
yeah.
on me.
Yeah,
big time.
Yeah, Karen Page. I know her story. She's gonna become a little fucking hood rat.
The secretary.
Yeah, the secretary.
Yes.
But I love her. Fucking Kingpin. Homeboy D'Onofrio is fucking dope as Kingpin.
He is, dude. Like in the later episodes, you see, like, I'm not gonna spoil it, but he does. Like, I was a little iffy. I'm like, man, I want Kingpin a little
yeah.
bigger.
Yeah, me too, me too.
I really want to read some
good Kingpin.
Kingpin okay. runs. If you guys, anybody listening, throw me some comic names, issues, and I can pick them up. But he plays a great kingpin.
Yeah, he does.
it's just awesome. Like, Murdock, it reminds me of just him getting his ass kicked.
Yeah, dude. Okay, every day. Episode number two. Like, the whole episode had me just like, fuck, dude, homeboy got his ass kicked, and at the end, he's like, I need to save this fucking kid. And he walks into fucking the Hall of fucking Death, and just that one panel of just, the camera doesn't move, it just pans out.
Oh, he's going little boy?
Room to room and just kicking ass.
Well, I saw it, I'm like, what's gonna happen here? Like, there's like fucking 20 guys here.
In each room, dude.
They keep getting up.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, is he just gonna like, I don't, like, I knew he's gonna win, but I was like, I mean, these guys have to be like knocked out.
You know, yeah. And he's not fighting 100%. Like, it's funny because even when he gets hit sometimes, or when he has a second to rest, he'll like hold his ribs and then he'll like block a punch. And the choreography on this is fucking dope too, dude.
He's not a traditional superhero. He has no powers, but no, just being
street
blind.
Level, street fucking level.
In
dude.
That
Stick
scene,
trained
though,
him.
The last hit, like he hits him and he just falls into the next room.
Yes, that was dope, dude. Because you know he was done. He was exhausted. He was beat. He feels like, I felt like homeboy, like at my game tonight, dude.
He needs to have some brass knuckles. He needs
a gun.
Something. No, he'll never use a gun.
I know.
But like, or like the
his billet club, dude.
He doesn't. They haven't brought it out yet.
Not yet, dude. Now he's still in his black costume, which is Frank Miller run. You know, of Daredevil.
It works.
I like it a lot.
It works. Like, he appears out of fucking nowhere.
Yeah,
and it's like, what the fuck?
I love the way it's written. The way the character's acting. So Charlie Cox, homeboy, Karen Page, Rosario Dawson, I like the way it's written. The way they're acting, these parts are fucking dope. It's darker now. Not because it's on Netflix, and I'm not talking about the cussing, but the whole, and even the fight scenes and the blood, you know, the shit they're showing. But it's got a darker tone than fucking Gotham by far.
I mean Gotham's totally different.
I know,
it's a kid. I mean,
but Gotham's supposed to be a dark city, and like, this is totally
Hell's brother, Kitchen is
like fucking. Gotham is, it looks like fucking Disneyland compared to fucking Hell's Kitchen,
dude. It's Disneyland and not Sperry Farm, dude.
No shit, right, dude. So, I love the fuck out of it. I gotta finish those up whenever I have time. Wow, I don't know.
13 episodes, man.
Yeah, so you're 9 in, you said?
I'm 9 in.
Cool, and are you, it's still holding up for you so far?
They start going into a lot of backstories on characters.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's what I like too, like, oh, you know, I don't know about them, or they're, you know, but it the characters in here are pretty top notch.
I agree, dude. Okay, I love it. We changed buildings at work today. I took a picture. I'll show you.
You were fucking ready to destroy the fucking Coke machine or something.
Right? Oh, you saw that one too, dude? Yeah, man. It was a fucking rough fucking lunch today. Excuse me, but I took a picture. I took my Daredevil statue minibus.
Oh, nice.
So I it's not just like, I'm waiting for someone to ask, oh, you just brought it because I want to destroy whoever fucking says that at work. Like, no fucker. Like, I know what's up with fucking Matt Murdock's son. Let's have a seat, dude. So,
I do like the, it's, you know, it's not all getting his ass kicked. They do a lot of court.
Very true.
And they fight with him being a lawyer and him and Froggy. They're just a great fucking team, dude.
They are. And again, the chemistry between as friends, Froggy and Matt, is awesome. The way it's written is sharp. It's witty. And it, like you said, dude, it seems like every other episode has been, or the first three I've seen, him more as Matt Murdock. Episode number two, him straight up all Daredevil. And then third one, him more Matt Murdock again.
Yeah.
So it's a nice
balance. Yeah, very good balance. I don't know, man. It reminds me of, I mean, I already read one run, which was Mark Waid's run.
Okay,
so I don't know what it would be, kind of be like.
You got to go into Brian Bendis's run, dude.
Okay,
Brian Michael Bendis, his run on Daredevil was fucking sick too.
It's pretty dope.
Even fucking Kevin Smith, dude, he has written him, and he's Guardian Devil, I believe. But it just good shit, dude. And then Frank Miller's fucking run, dude. You have to read those ones, dude.
Okay,
excellent runs, dude. So yeah, I love the fuck out of it. I'm a huge Daredevil fan, anyways. Matt Murdock. So if you guys aren't watching Netflix, if you guys have Netflix, try fucking at least till episode number two, and let us know what you guys think. You guys can find Adam at Mem the Beaner on Twitter. You guys can now find him at Mem the Beaner on Instagram. You guys can find us at comic_syndicate on Instagram, me at For the Villain on Twitter. Everyone, our normal listeners, hit us up anyways, dude. Jonathan asked about it. So it's cool, you know, the feedback to see so many people jumping on board. I fucking like it a lot, dude.
Big time. You're not going to see your usual Captain America throwing shit.
Although they do are going to make and have made references about
I like that too. I like that.
So, I mean, it is MCU, Marvel Cinematic Universe. So, again, people, it's fucking part of the same thing. And it's fucking
It's good stuff, man. Cool. Marvel's doing good. Netflix, good job.
Yeah, totally, dude. All right, man. Comic news real quick.
Go for it.
This one came out 2 weeks ago. I wanted to hit you up about it. The Force organized the ins and outs of the Star Wars canon. With new movies on the way and fresh comics out now, we look at Star Wars' whole new approach to continuity and explain what counts now. Here's a simple way to determine whether a Star Wars story counts, quote-unquote. Is it one of the six films? Is it an episode of Star Wars The Clone Wars or Star Wars Rebels? Was it published after 2014? If so, for the most part, it's an in-continuity tale. So if you've been looking forward to jumping on point with Star Wars Universe, now's the time, because all of the new novels, comics, TV episodes, and films that are on the way are going to fill this canon up
fast. Damn, Marvel and Disney, so good.
Yeah, I know, right, dude? So, I mean, I've read a bunch of the prior stories, the Dark Empire shit like that.
Yeah. You
know, the Rogue Squadrons. So, not continuity?
I don't know. Yeah.
So, I don't care. Just as long as they're continuously putting out great shit, if you guys are Star Wars fans and don't know where to start with the books, novels, or anything, there's Vader's fucking sick.
Yeah, Vader's
Princess Leia's really, not bad. Star Wars is dope.
If you want to know the fallout from the Death Star being destroyed.
Oh, dope, dude. So good, dude.
It's Darth Vader. The art is
dope. And that story, we'll see if we review it today, dude.
Speaking of Star Wars, this week,
holy shit,
we
yes.
will be at the Star Wars Celebration.
Yes, Star Wars Celebration here down the street from us again at the Anaheim Convention Center. It's Wednesday through Sunday.
Yes.
I'm going to pick up my tickets tomorrow. I have another late game, so I'm going to shoot back over here, pick up my tickets, and then...
On Wednesday?
Yeah, we can pick them up tomorrow, dude.
Okay.
Yeah, it's open, I think, from 10 to 8 p.m. to pick up our tickets.
I might have to go early because I have class.
Cool.
There you go. But still, dude, we'll be there in force.
Yeah, so we're going to take mad pictures. I've never been to a Star Wars convention.
I had to go crazy.
I love fucking Star Wars anyways, dude, so... Let's nerd out. We're going to see if we can get any interviews, drops possibly, or set up future interviews.
Well, I'm glad we got press passes. It was expensive. Yeah,
dude. Oh, it's fucking pricey as fuck, dude. So I'm glad, too. We're going to be there, guys, this weekend. So hit us up. We're going to be busy working again, I guess,
Another fucking week.
Another fucking week, dude. All right, man. Then this one, official WonderCon to relocate to Los Angeles in 2016.
Bullshit. I hate that.
Yeah, it's only for 1 year deal. But San Diego Comic-Con has not signed the future residents with the San Diego Convention Center yet.
Well, I heard they might come to Anaheim.
Yes.
That's going to be a fucking disaster.
We were talking about that. Now, Los Angeles Convention Center cannot contain it. WonderCon or fucking Anaheim Convention Center cannot contain
it, dude. There's no way.
Now, the only way they could pull it off is it would have to be... If you go down Cotella, Adam, you can hit the Honda Center where the Mighty Ducks play, or where the Ducks play.
The Mighty Ducks.
And you can... Angel Stadium is right there off of Cotella, too, dude. They can use those for, quote-unquote, Hall H type of deals. And as far as panels, they have enough room for the panels.
They're going to try to squeeze it all in that one place, bro.
I know.
It's going to suck.
They could. Depends if they do it properly. The only thing that would suck about it, though, is the commute from place to place down Cotella.
Oh, you're fucked. Don't even just stay away from Disneyland.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just going to be...
It's going to be chaos. Total chaos.
We're
going
to have to walk it from your house.
All right, which I don't mind doing, dude. Yeah. It saves us $15 on bargain, dude. But so if it moves out here, great. Our own backyard to have a big, you know, San Diego, quote-unquote.
Pretty sick.
So that would be dope. Even if it was in Los Angeles, still a better commute than San Diego.
You know, they did something different, though. I don't know, like WonderCon, where you could not... If you didn't have a ticket... You couldn't go past the food trucks.
You saw that. Yes, they did, dude. So they're getting more organized. Good. I liked it.
Dude. I like. Yeah. You don't want fucking...
Stragglers jumping.
Stragglers and fucking people...
Especially, there were a lot of fucking picketers.
Oh.
So, I mean, yeah, you know, so...
I think the best one was, this is how we spend our Easter. We're heathens. Oh. Some guy screamed that out. It was hilarious. Yeah. He was saying it to his little kid, too. It was funny. Yeah.
So, good times for sure, dude. We're going to be at this one. But, all right, man. That's all I got worth talking about, I think. So, fuck it. Start all off right. anywhere.
We're going to go straight into some comics. I read All New Hawkeye number 2.
Loved it, dude.
Loved it. It was
Jeff fucking Lemire and Ramon Perez, I believe, right?
Yes. Real quick, the brothers are caught up with the abusive dad catches up with them.
Yes, it's so cool, dude.
He starts smacking them around and is put in his place by one of the circus performers. Homeboy with a huge sword beats his ass.
The swordsman. So swordsman. The kids, prior episode is shoes, sorry, did take off on their bikes. They ended up at some freak show, dude.
Sideshow circus. The circus takes
the kids in.
Takes them in with open arms. Hey, you know what? Mm-hmm. I don't want to see the abusive father.
Yeah,
again.
Which was fuck cool. Out of here. And they told him just as long as you're able to carry your own weight. And
yeah, they made that very clear. Like,
which is cool.
Like 3 or 4 times, you need to fucking work.
Which they see that the kids are hard workers.
But they didn't even mow the damn grass the last episode.
That's because the dad was beating their ass. Go ahead.
So then we go back to the present with Katie releasing these three mutant kids, ugly looking kids. They seem to be like zombies. Like their faces, like real scrunched up face and stuff. And she releases them, and the Hydra guy's like, "Don't fucking release them."
Yeah.
And she's like, "Fuck you." And then the kids, they do their mojo on them.
Yeah.
And they start bleeding out of their fucking eyes and ears, mm-hmm. and then total death. Right.
Yeah, so very cool. I posted that picture on Instagram too, and people were loving it, dude, because, you know, it's her, Kate, as, you know, just feeling bad for these kids, dude.
Yeah, and then we get Hawkeye getting his ass kicked by some roided out Hydra dude.
Yeah.
Guy was huge. They take the kids away, we go back to the circus, and they take away from the circus, and, you know, the kids are just... you know, going to be working the circus. It was kind of a easy read.
Yeah, easy read for sure. Now, the big thing on this one, Adam, Ramon Perez, the artist.
Yeah.
He's mixing styles on this, dude, where this one, it totally grew on me. Maybe it was at a sequence issue number one, but this one, how they show what Clint is going through. Well, you know, mm-hmm. what Hawkeye is going through, both Hawkeyes. And then the next panel is... them as kids and him remembering what happened, how we grew up, you know, was beautiful seeing it this time.
They show him
more
throwing the knives.
Yeah.
And we talk to the knife guy. Yeah. So, hey, try this. And mm-hmm. then, you know, sort of getting a backstory. Does he draw both?
Both styles? I think, but he has, I think, helped with the colors on one of them, dude.
Oh, they're so beautiful.
Yeah. And those panels, the old school flashback panels, you're right. They're gorgeous, dude. I love them. So Ramon Perez, dude, issue number one was good, and this one was excellent compared to issue number one, dude.
Yeah, very good stuff.
Cool. That was one of my top books of the week, dude.
Nice.
Okay, this one is another one of my books of the week. I loved the fuck out of it. It's another Jeff Lemire title, dude.
Nice.
And you know how we are big Jeff Lemire fans anyways, dude. This is going to be Descender number 2. The artist for this new one is going to be Dustin Nguyen. The art on this one is also fucking amazing, dude. So I had reviewed this one last month, issue number 1, and it was great. So pretty much, the Harvesters are, it's a futuristic world, there are like 9 planets, and all of a sudden all these AI, artificial intelligence, robots, whatever, are getting massacred by whatever they're called, Harvesters.
Okay.
Now, this kid woke up on this planet with his little dog. He activated his dog, you know, so we come to learn in this issue that the little boy is also an AI.
Oh, shit.
So his creator made him, it was more like, I guess, to be like a companion robot, mm-hmm. is what the kid was. So they go into the little kid story with flashback scenes. And the flashback panels in this title, is also good because we get background from the kid where he gets sent to a planet and he gets sent to a parent, you know, to a mother or father, and he has a quote-unquote new brother. And it's cool how the parents treat him like they're... it's their kid, mm-hmm. and even the brother treats him like, you're my brother, you know, so it's very cool interaction. But you also find out some back issue or some backstory on the Harvesters that have wiped out 90% of the robots.
Fine.
Now it's interesting because now they're alone on this world, and last issue some guys called Scrappers are after them, after every companion robot, like they also want to go after them. So very cool. The little kid, we see him also, like, use this blast to take out these guys. They start running. They go into some tunnels. He goes in with his dog. He needs some time to recharge this cannon he has. So think of it kind of like Mega Man, except just fucking way more wicked than Mega Man. So he's able to blast it. He needs to recharge, dude. And these guys are still after them, and they get to the kid. They kick the dog aside, his little companion robot, and they, like, fucking kind of blast the kid. The kid's up for the count. Now, in this tunnel, there's this driller robot, which is kind of interesting, because all the AI now have been corrupted. That's why the harvesters are taking all AI out, all robots. And in this tunnel, again, is this driller robot where he sees the boy, and at first, it looks like he's wigged out. So he kind of becomes self-aware. But once he sees the scrapper guys after the little boy, he, like, his something changes in his AI, and he's like, I have to help this little fucking kid. Like, he's an AI too.
Okay.
So he literally has drill hands. He's in a tunnel. He fucking takes out the fucking guys.
Nice.
And it's just really kind of cool, really sad at the end, but just like a nice touch where the driller is freaking balls at the end. He's holding the little boy in his drill arms like, I don't know what to do. Like, I don't
spilling
know.
Spilling oil and shit everywhere?
Kind of, yeah. But it was interesting. Again, the art was gorgeous by Dustin Nguyen. The writing by Jeff Lemire. He's setting it up really nice, dude. So the creator of this AI, this little boy, is helping out the government on a certain planet. And they are looking for this little boy to see what they can do to stop the invasion from the harvesters killing all the robots. So, very great story, dude. The art is gorgeous, so I highly recommend it. It was book of the week.
Nice. I read an older book that was maybe 3 weeks ago. The Valiant. This was, I've never read anything from Valiant.
Okay.
And what I guess this one is, they put all the characters in a big comic series 1 through 4.
Okay, cool.
And it's
this one, Valiant. So right?
This is also a Jeff.
Jeff Lemire, huh? He wrote this one? Awesome, yeah. Dude.
So, we start off with a protector named Gilead.
Yeah.
And he's responsible for protecting the Geomancer.
Mm-hmm.
We find out that he's not really good at it because the demon comes and owns him and kills the Geomancer. And he's done it maybe 3 or 4 times.
Mm-hmm.
And each time he gets like this giant scar on his face. So, to remember that, you know, hey, you fucked up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you need to do better. And what we get is Gilead is immortal. So, and when a new General Monster is born, the demon comes back and fucks him up again. And what we do is we find...
Gilead is from a...
Yeah, he's a...
Eternal Warrior, right?
Eternal Warrior
yeah.
guy.
That's the one, yeah.
Yeah. So, this is all, like, backstory. And then we go into present. We find Bloodshot, another character. He has, mm-hmm. like, a giant red dot on his yeah. chest. Killing some bads in the middle of the jungle looking for a package. He takes heavy fire but ends up winning and takes the package. So he's looking for something. He finds it. Then we go back to the Geomancer present getting a little peek at, you know, her powers are. She hears his voices everywhere on Earth. And this time it takes her to a place in Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
Where in the town that's plagued with cancer. So she kind of hears like, okay, this is not normal.
Uh-huh.
I gotta go check it out. So... she goes over there. The whole town's weird cases of cancer. Like, everybody has it. She has doubt in her abilities and her process during her flight over there trying to help this town. Like, she goes, I don't know how the fuck I'm going to do this. And then some dark shit appears, and it looks like we may have added another dead Geomancer to Homeboy's list because they end that first issue with another demon coming for her.
Cool.
To kill her.
Awesome.
My thoughts. I've never read, like I said, never read anything from Valiant. This company.
Yeah, they're good, dude. Seems I really like the Eternal Warriors a lot, dude. I used to read Bloodshot when way back in the day, dude, in the 90s. But very cool, man. You made that sound really good, dude.
Yeah, it's pretty good. So it's a 4-part issue series.
Cool. Okay, I'm gonna have to pick those ones up. Jeff Lemire, writer. Matt Kent is the artist. What'd you think of the art?
The art was good.
Cool.
It was good.
Matt Kent, normally I like his art anyways. All right, man, I'm going to kill it with this one, and then I guess we'll be done, dude.
Yeah.
Convergence number 1, Sucked Mad Dick. It's a DC
really?
Title.
Really? I was curious.
Okay, pretty much Brainiac has a lackey, Brainiac guy, and he's the ruler of the multiverses. He's able to look at it this way for Convergence, dude. Now, if I'm mis-explaining it, if you guys love DC, let me know. Because I am unhappy with DC right now. But, anyway, so this Brainiac guy is literally going to pit cities, quote-unquote cities, against other multiversal cities to see who rules different Worlds.
Oh, Secret Wars.
Kind of. You actually heard think about it as DC's version of Secret Wars. But it's very interesting, although that one's going to be more territories, which I'm curious about. But this one, that's pretty much a story. Now, first story I read, was the setup. The one in particular that I had to read was Nightwing Oracle number one.
Okay.
So Babs and Nightwing. It's pretty much cool. So different multiverse than the Nightwing we know. And the Babs we know, she's still in a wheelchair. So she's still dealing with Joker paralyzing her. Stabbing her, you know, and it's them dating. So they are literally on a date. Actually, let's start first. We'll start there. So they're on a date, and he asks Babs to marry him.
Really?
And she's like, "I feel bad because I'm gonna have to break your heart."
Did he go face down and propose?
He went face down. Yeah. Well, he took a knee. He had to, you know, look at her eye to eye. But so he proposes to her. She shoots him down. She's like, "I'm sorry, I had to break your heart. You know, I do love you though." So that's not how it starts. But anyways, it started off with Hawkman and Hawkwoman. In their world, they were put up in a fight already against people, and they destroyed whoever pair they were supposed to fight. Okay. So then they go talk to the Brainiac little fucking bubble things, and they're like, "We want the next challengers." And the Hawk people are balls to the wall anyways, like very violent.
Okay.
So they're, pretty much, they will kill. And they won't look past anyone to fucking kill. So they're like, "We want the next challengers." So the Brainiacs send them to this world where, or this multiverse where Babs and, you know, Nightwing, where so he just unfair. Got shot down. Totally crippled.
She's in a wheelchair.
You know? So very interesting, dude. So they see something come out, and the Hawkman and Hawkwoman tell them straight up, "All right, what we want you guys to do right now is, this is an unfair fight. If you guys call the fight, you know, we'll save your world, but we're going to be the rulers of this world."
Jesus.
And Nightwing's like, "Oh, sorry, homie. This is Gotham. You don't know anything about this place."
Babs, she can fucking wheel that bullshit really fast.
So they kick his ass, dude. And exactly. They kick Dick Grayson's ass. He kind of takes off a bit. She's like, "Dick, your fucking gear's in my fucking bag." So he suits up Nightwing size. He comes back and he starts scrapping with fucking Hawkman. Not a crazy fight scene, but just very cool. Because she tells him, you know, like, "Fuck, you know, I can't help you out." So Nightwing's able to hold his own. Okay. But Hawkman says, "All right, we're going to come back. We're going to let you think about it again. Think this offer over. We can kill you and your crippled fucking girlfriend right now. But meet us at the OK Corral and we'll settle this. If you guys want to fight or whatever your answer is, let us fucking know. Meet us at this time." So Dick now feels bad again because...
So does she.
Damn it, dog. Shut the fuck up. I was making a fucking goddamn point.
Go ahead.
So, very cool. Where's Hawkman when I need him to smash a dog? I know, dude.
Fucking smash that dog's face.
Nah, dude. Just kidding, guys. Very cool. But Babs being Babs, dude, way cool to see Barbara Gordon in this role because, you know, once the Hawkman and Hawkwoman leave, Dick looks at her straight up and he's like, "We gotta find a way to fucking combat these. And what are these fucking little bubble fucking mechs flying?" And she's like, "I don't know, but I'm gonna find out." She's like, "At once they landed, I've already been tracing it." So, typical Nightwing and Barbara Gordon, the way they were trained by fucking Bruce Wayne is always... work 5 steps ahead. So once they saw these beings teleport, Babs was already on it, and she's finding out information about these Brainiac things, particles, whatever the fuck you want to call them, and Nightwing's ready to scrap. So typical Bat family being the Bat family.
Nice.
I liked it. It was... I didn't read a lot of DC. I love fucking Dick Grayson, dude. I love Nightwing.
Fucking comics now through this setup.
Yeah, so that's the best one I've read so far, guys. If you guys have any others that you want to let me know about that you guys found intriguing or great or worth checking out, let me know, and I'm totally down to check them out. That one in particular, again, being a Nightwing fan and a fucking Barbara Gordon fan, I liked it a lot. I don't give enough love to DC, so we'll toss that one out.
Very cool, man. That's all I got, man. Very cool. All right, guys. It's been about an hour.
Yeah, just about, dude. Okay, guys. Finally, again, you guys can find us at thecomicsnicket.com. Leave us a rating. Leave us some stars. Let us know what you think of the show. Follow us on Instagram, on Twitter. You guys can find my boy.
Find me at Mem the Beaner.
You guys can find me at the number 4, the villain. You guys can find at Mem the Beaner on Instagram as well. And you can find me at comic_syndicate. We love doing this, guys. It was short on the reviews, we know. But we had a long weekend with the fucking WonderCon. I was in San Diego this past weekend. Yep. I still read a lot, and I'm just fucking burnt out.
Very cool, man.
We got another convention coming up.
I know.
I got softball tonight. Yay, me.
All right, guys. Well, we will catch you guys next week.
Yeah. Thanks again. Leave us some shout-outs in. Wow. Yeah, keep us fucking in the loop, and we'll do the same, guys. All right. That's about it.
Peace out.
Peace out.